Hey, babe. I brought you treats from the farmer's market. Where'd you go? Not in the office. Are you in bed, love? Oh, sweetheart. One of those days. I'm so sorry. How bad is it? 7? 8? Oh, damn. Okay. Is the pain go to hospital bad? Because, you know, I won't hesitate. I'll break the sound barrier to get you there. All right, but if that changes, let me know. Yeah. Are you feeling overstimulated? Should I try not to touch you a lot today? Oh, hey, no, darling, that's all right. I'm just making sure. So, thumb hugs are okay, but no tickly touches. Got it. I'll try to restrain myself. Have you had your meds yet today? No, don't say that. You're not careless. You don't feel well. I wouldn't want to move either if my body hurt like that. Yeah, let's take care of that first. I know you mustn't take that new anti-inflammatory on an empty stomach. Did you want me to grab you something from your snack drawer? Or maybe some soup? I think there's some minestrone left. I know you're not really feeling it, but you really should get something in your stomach anyway, even if you're not hungry, so you don't feel awful later. Just, you know, a couple bites to sort you out. Yeah. Choosing is hard, isn't it? Tell you what, you want me to surprise you? Okay. I'll be back in a tick. Okay, here it is. We have meds, water, heating pad, ice pack, some Nurofen, and I whipped you up a little yogurt bowl, put all your favourites in there. Et voila. No pressure to finish the whole thing. Yeah, you know, I was almost afraid I wouldn't be able to buy the figs in there. They were selling like crazy, and the line was huge. I found some other goodies, too. Bag of apples, new jar of honey, nice loaf of beer bread made just this morning, some blackcurrant jam, oh, and a couple of scones from that Greek stall you like. Oh, nah, it was no trouble. It's gorgeous out today, and I was chuffed as hell to find a couple of your favourites. So, how are you feeling? Did you need some quiet? Oh, yeah, I can stick around too. Whatever you need. Today's all about you, okay? I would have liked to pamper you today anyway, even if you weren't miserable. You had a hard week. It's no wonder all that scheduling madness is catching up with you. Oh, hon, it's fine. I never mind you taking off the ring I gave you. It doesn't hurt my feelings. I'd rather your poor, puffy fingers didn't suffer. Let's see. You want to try a shower next, or is standing up for that long too difficult? We could do a soak if you want. Drop in a bath bomb or some Epsom salts. Turn the lights down low. Make things really cozy. Yeah, as much as I enjoy being your bath pillow, I can imagine why it wouldn't exactly work today. I don't mind hanging out with you on the other side of the tub, though. Sounds nice. You need me to help you sit up? Yeah. Go on, take my arm. There you go. Hard part's over. God, it must be really bad today. Huh. Just go as slowly as you need, okay? That's it. Hey, let me help you with your pajamas. You know, you're looking gorgeous as always, even if you are in pain. R2. You are too. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Yes, with your frowsy hair and morning breath and everything. So there. One leg and the other. Yeah. Okay, so what are we in the mood for? Bath salts, bubbles, or blackberry-scented galaxy bath bomb? I was hoping you'd say that one. You're gonna come out smelling like gummy bears. You ready to hop in? Okay. Take my arms. I've got you. I know. God, that must hurt. Almost. There. Poor sweetheart. Are you all right? There, just take my hands and breathe for a bit. I'm not going anywhere. Oh, God, no. Honey, what makes you think that? I mean, I hate seeing you in pain, but this is no burden. No, I'm not just saying that. It's a promise. We all have hard days. Just because yours are more numerous than mine doesn't make you any less deserving of attention. Hey, don't forget, you've done this kind of thing for me, too. Remember when I had that migraine so bad I cried? You were a fucking godsend. I'll never forget that. So what if this goes on for years? I'm in this with you for the long haul, babe. What's got you so worried I'll burn out? God. Yeah, I'd be scared too. Come here. Reading about caregiver fatigue ruining relationships in a forum doesn't mean the same thing's gonna happen to us. I know those places are useful, but you can't bog yourself down with the negative posts too much. You have it hard enough as it is. No, I'm glad you brought it up. I know sometimes you need space, and I understand that. I don't want to smother you. But I don't want you to feel like you have to hide your bad days from me so I won't worry. I hate that you have to go through any of this. But it doesn't scare me. I want to face it with you. And I know it's frustrating sometimes, having to cancel plans or needing my help getting around like this. But you seriously have nothing to be ashamed of, okay? I know you're working so hard. And you do it at like 35% of the capacity of someone who's not tired and in pain all the time. Hell, I've seen you work your ass off at zero capacity. Oh, you know I don't care about things like that. You're beautiful, but all bodies are gross sometimes. Even yours. And it doesn't bother me if you've got a bit of BO or the meds make you barf or whatever else. You might feel disgusting, but I promise I hardly notice it at all. Besides, you've seen me when I look like death warmed over. If you didn't run away from that, I can handle you at your slightly less glamorous. You know, I've been doing some reading on caregiver fatigue too. I won't lie to you, it was scary. but I've been talking to my doctor and my therapist about it, and they both had some good advice. I took so many notes. Oh, just, you know, lots of ideas on how to prepare for the really bad pain days. And some tips on how I can take care of myself, too. I'm well aware that your pain doesn't take time off, and it's not always going to be predictable, and sometimes I'm going to be tired or stressed out, and neither of us will exactly be in a sparkling mood, and it's going to suck. But life sucks sometimes. We'll talk it out and get through it, just like everything else. Whatever happens is going to happen. It's not going to beat us. I don't really care how bad things get or how long the pain lasts. Obviously, I want you to get better more than anything. But if you don't, I'm sticking around anyway. Because you're worth it. How could I not? You're my always. Love you too. So, so much. Now, get comfy and have yourself a good soak. I'm gonna go and change the bedding real quick. Won't take more than a minute. Okay, it was a bit more than a minute, but I brought you a cuppa, so makes up for it, doesn't it? You have me looking forward to going to bed tonight. I went all out. I put down the 300 thread count sheets. Why don't we sleep in those all the time? Oh, right. Yeah, we'd never leave, would we? I have a hard enough time leaving your arms in the morning without fancy sheets making things even more difficult. You want to know one of the things the therapist suggested to me? It's one of those genius concepts where you hear it and then you sit around wondering why the hell it never occurred to you before. They said you can start your day over anytime you want. So this shitty morning you had, it's gone now. You get a new Saturday from this second onward. Hi. What do you want to do today? Actually, a lion sounds perfect. Nothing better than fresh sheets after a bath. And the bike ride home kind of put me in the mood for a nap. I don't blame you for needing one. You look exhausted. Did you sleep all right last night? I feel like I really should have checked on you before I left. Yeah, fair point. I did leave at 6:45 in the morning. Well, you've got to wake up early to get to the farmer's market, or all the stores are picked over by the time you get there. I pet some dogs for you. Loads of dogs out today. Rachel had her corgis with her. There was a new guy trying to sell candles with this enormous, silly bulldog taking a nap on his foot. I got a picture for you, it's great. I'll show you later. Oh, right, and there was this fancy bloke walking a poodle. Really wanted to pet her, but she was wearing one of those service dog vests, so I let her be. Oh, so cute, though.
Yeah.
Good idea, Emma. I'm about to fall asleep sitting here. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh. You okay? Okay. That didn't sound like it was quite as bad as when you got in, at least. Here's your fluffy towel. Want me to grab your nightshirt? Oh, hey, don't bend over. I got it. And I'll just get this over your head. You smell amazing, by the way. I gotta get you more fancy bath stuff. We're almost out. Yeah. Bed. Are your pillows and the heating pad all right? Good. You mind if I turn on the white noise machine? Yeah, you know, going back to bed was definitely a good idea. You're a genius. Oh, yeah. Here, cuddle up. Rest your head on my chest. Oh, God. You're so cute. It's no trouble, sweetheart. Really. From my side of things, I went for a nice sunny bike ride, grabbed some fancy food for tea, and then I got to watch this insanely good-looking person take a bath. I'm only sorry your morning sucked. Well, I'm glad I could help you feel a little bit better. I love you.